This podcast is a ministry of Oriel Christian Assembly in Chicago, Illinois. For more information, please visit our website at www.orielchristianassembly.org.
I don't know if I'll get through it all today. Maybe we'll see how it flows today. Maybe it'll go into next week. I don't know. We're just going to let the Lord lead. But I want to talk about a little bit about the end times with you. Okay? The end times. And kind of for us to get a perspective on the end times. You know, this message might not be the most popular message that I'm going to bring you to you today. You probably would like to hear about more other positive things, whatever. But I just want to share with you what the Lord really put in my heart about the end times and how we're supposed to look at the end times, okay? You know, even though certain things are going to happen, they are happening, they've been happening, they're going to continue to happen till Jesus comes back, God wants us to have a perspective on everything, okay? God doesn't want us to get crazy, okay? The world, the news would try to get you kind of crazy. How many know what I'm talking about? You know, if you watch the 10 o'clock news, most of the time it's the 10 o'clock bad news, okay? Not too much good news that you see. And a lot of times the news that you're hearing, it's not even all true, okay? A lot of it's, you know, some of it might be true with some falseness in there, whatever. But God wants us to have a handle on the future and on the end times. So that's what I want to share with you today. I think you'll be blessed. I've shared some of this information in the past, but I just feel that God was saying to talk about this again today. So we're going to do this today. My title should be a good title that you should appreciate is Be Not Troubled. Okay? How many like that? Be not troubled. The Lord says to you and me today, be not troubled, or do not be troubled. Amen? Anybody receive that today? God doesn't want you to be troubled. All right? Even though some of the things I'm going to tell you about, they could trouble you if you let them. But God says, don't be troubled. Okay? Amen. Turn with me to Matthew 24. Matthew 24, we're going to read, Lord willing, verses 3 to 14. And then we might jump and read a couple more, 21 and 22, as time allows. But in this chapter, the Lord is speaking to His disciples, and He's telling them about what's going to happen in the end. Okay? The disciples were very curious. They really wanted to know, you know, Lord, when is this going to happen? And you know, when are you coming back? And, you know, it's no different today. I think we as His children, His disciples, we have those questions too. And, you know, I think you'll get some answers today. Maybe not all the answers that you may want, but as much as we can. But let's look here what Jesus begins to say to His disciples in Matthew 24, verse 3. Okay? Remember, be not troubled. So verse 3, it says, as He sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto Him privately, saying, tell us when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of Thy coming and of the end of the world? So here's the disciples. They come to Jesus privately. They're not in front of everybody. They're not in the synagogue. They're not in the open market. They're with Jesus alone. And in this little section here, Jesus, in the prior scriptures, was telling them that, you know what? One stone is not going to be upon another stone. There's going to be a lot of destruction in the end times. And as Jesus was sharing these things with the disciples, then they begin to question Him, you know, when are all these things going to happen? Okay? That might be our question today too. Lord, when is all this destruction going to happen? Or Or Lord, like they asked, what shall be the sign of your coming? Or when are you going to come? Amen. Anybody concerned about that today? When the Lord's coming back? Amen. He says, and they asked also, when is the end of the world? You know, when is all this going to happen? Praise God. When is everything going to change? You know, I think those are legitimate questions that we as the church have today, but even the world has these questions, okay? I don't know if you follow movies at all, if you go watch movies. You know, me and my wife, we try to do that every so often. You know, it's good to take your wife out for a date, men, amen? Go to a movie, go to a show, go to a good movie, of course. Go take her out to dinner or whatever, trying to give you guys some pointers, amen? I know the women like that, praise the Lord. But if you notice, even right now there's a movie out that's called 2012. I don't know if you saw any commercials or any clips, but 2012, it has to do with the end of the world, okay? Has to do with the end of the world. And there's been many movies in the past, and there always will be movies coming and going about the end of the world, okay? Apocalypse and you name it, you know, it's out there. But right now, this movie just came out. It's called 2012, and it has to do with the end of the world. So here's Jesus talking to them, and they begin to question him, okay? In my Bible, it talks here about sign seekers. There's people who are sign seekers, okay? And there's people who are time seekers. Anybody like that here today? Amen. You know, people look for a sign or they look for a certain time. And, you know, I guess to a point there's nothing wrong with that. But now Jesus, he begins to reply to them in this little passage in Matthew 24. Let's look at what Jesus tells them in verse 4. He says, and Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. Take heed, and we need to respond to this today, amen, as the church, as a believer, like he told them many years ago, he's telling me and you today also, he's saying, take heed that what? No man deceives you. We have to be careful today that we don't allow people to deceive us, okay? Maybe the government, organizations, whatever you want to call it. How many know the devil is the great deceiver the Bible talks about? Right? He's a liar. He's the father of lies. That's what he does best. He deceives. Okay? So Jesus tells the disciples, he's telling me and you today, make sure that, you know, you take heed that nobody deceives you. I like what the Amplified Bible says. It says, be careful that no one misleads you. Amen? Make sure no one misleads you, or another way to put it is leading you into error today. All right? It's important as a Christian that we don't allow ourselves to be led astray into what? Error. Amen? We want to follow truth. Can I get an amen here today, right? Truth, okay? So Jesus, he confronts his own here, and he tells them, this is kind of a little wake-up call. He says, you need to make sure, take heed, be careful that you are not deceived. Because the world will deceive you today. All right? The world will make you think things that may not be so. All right? So we as believers today, we got to take heed that we're not deceived. Okay? We want the truth today. And nothing but the truth. Amen? All right. He goes on here in verse 5. He says, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Isn't that something? I think we've already seen this happen in years past, and it continues to happen as time goes on, that many seem to come antichrist, okay? With the audacity, even some have said that they are the Christ, okay? And Jesus warns the disciples there. He says, this is going to happen, okay? Many are going to come, and many are going to say that, you know what? they're coming in my name, and that they are a believer or a follower, and that some of them are going to say, I am the true Christ. And you know what? Sad to say, it says here, and many shall be deceived. Did you notice that today? Amen? He didn't say a few. He said what? Many shall be deceived. Okay? That's why he tells them we need to what? Take heed. You need to be careful, because there's going to come a lot of people, or individuals, I should say, who are going to say they're one thing, but they're not really what they are. Amen? You know what the Bible says? You'll know them by their fruit. Amen? You're going to know people, you're going to know leaders, you're going to know politicians, whoever you want to put in that category. You're going to know them by what? Their fruit. We know each other by our fruit today. Amen? You know, it's not enough just to say something. Do we back up what we say with our actions today? Amen? So he tells them here, he says, you know what? You need to be careful. You need to be awake. Because you know what? A lot of individuals are going to come and they're going to say they're of the Lord. And some are going to say they are the Lord, my God. And they're going to deceive many. Amen. We need to be awake in these last days. For many are going to be deceived. Many are going to be led astray. And it's important for me and you to make sure that not only we're not led astray, but that we can help people find the truth. Amen? Just like the devil, you know, he has his demons and he has his followers, so does the Lord. Amen? We are his followers, we are his people, and we are to help people find the truth today. Amen? But if we're deceived, how can we help somebody else? Amen? So, we're being warned here today that this is going to happen in the last days. And it is happening, okay? There's a lot of junk out there, if I can use that term. There's a lot of false doctrine out there. There's a lot of, you know, theology that's not true. You know, there's a lot of whatever you want to do it out there, okay? You can see it in the way our society is, even in our government, and the way organizations and peoples are trying to change laws and amend them, and, you know, like changing marriage from a man and a woman to having two men marry themselves, amen? Or two women marry themselves, saying it's okay, right? There's a lot of garbage out there. It's not true. It shouldn't be that way, but it's out there, okay? He's saying many are deceived. Many think it's okay to marry someone of the same sex, right? But God doesn't think it's okay, amen? And we shouldn't either. You know, as I was reading this week, there's a lot of scripture that I was reading was saying, in Proverbs, I believe it was, that we should hate evil. Amen? We should, what? Hate evil. God hates evil today. Do you realize that? Evil is an abomination to God. And we should feel the same way about evil today. Amen? I don't know if we hate it enough. We need to get to that point like the Lord does. Okay? Let's move on here. Verse 6. It says, and you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled. There it is. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Amen? He says, this is going to happen in the last days. You know what? You're going to hear about wars and rumors of wars. You know, we're in war right now. Iraq, Afghanistan, that whole situation. The Middle East, okay? There's other probably little wars all over the world in different places that may not get as much publicity or talked about as what happens in the Middle East. But you know what? This is how it's going to be in the last days. There's going to be all kinds of talk about wars and rumors of wars. But you notice here what he says. He says, but don't be troubled. Amen? Did you catch that today? He said, don't be troubled. All right? Another word for that is, don't be frightened. Amen? God says, don't be troubled. Even though you're going to hear all about these wars and rumors of wars, don't be frightened today. Amen? He says, at what you what? Hear. We have to be careful what we hear today, church. Amen? Because there's a lot being said. If you watch the TV a lot, boy, there's a lot to hear. Amen. But how much of it is true, right? And how much of it is good for you? Amen. You have to be careful what? What you hear. That's what he's saying here. He says you're going to hear of wars and rumors of war, but don't be troubled because all this is going to what? Come to pass. Amen. All this is going to take place. Okay? So don't worry about it. Amen. Don't get troubled. Don't be fearful. Amen. That's one of the spirits of the devil is fear today. Amen. If he can get you to fear, he got you. How many know what I'm talking about? Amen. But we're not to fear. Okay? Doesn't mean we're not to be cautious and we're not to be careful like we've been reading here. But God says, don't get troubled. Amen. I got it under control. Amen. How many believe that today? God knows what he's doing. We don't. He does. Amen. Praise God. So he says, don't be troubled. Don't fear. Amen. This is all part of what's going to happen. All right? This is what's going to happen in the last days. Look at what else is going to happen. These are the conditions in the last age, or in the last days, is what we're reading about. In verse 7, he says, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. Wow. And there shall be what? Famines, and pestilences, and earthquakes in diverse places. I think this is happening. Amen. It's been happening, right? And it's happening in a greater way because we're getting closer to the Lord's return. He says nations are going to go against nations. Amen. Kingdoms are going to fight kingdoms. All right? There's going to be what? Famines. There's famines in the land now. Pestilences. We hear about pestilences. Earthquakes. How many know we're constantly hearing about earthquakes? The amount of them has increased as the years have gone on. Okay? In diverse places, in different places, there's earthquakes. I believe all this is happening now. And it's going to happen greater as we get closer to that day. Okay? So he tells them here, so you're not troubled. Don't be frightened. This is what's going to happen. Okay? I like that. The Lord wants us to be informed today. Amen? He wants you to what? Have knowledge. He wants you to have wisdom. Because if you don't know what's going on, then you tend to maybe become frightened or fearful or you know, whatever. But God says, I'm going to inform you. Jesus informed the disciples. He says, these things are going to happen in the last age. Verse 8, he says, and all these are the beginning of sorrows. Wow, that's not too comforting there. He said, this is the beginning. The beginning of sorrows, not the end of sorrows. He says, this is the beginning of sorrows, okay? So there's more to come, is what I receive from that, amen? He says, this is just the beginning of things that are sad that are going to happen, of sorrowful events, okay? There's more to come. Again, not so we could become troubled or frightful. That's not the purpose. God wants us to know what's going on here. Okay? Let's go on. Verse 9. It says, then shall they deliver you to be... Now here's what I want you to pay attention here real close. It says, then shall they deliver you to be afflicted and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. This really got my attention this week. Okay? Because I believe we need to have an understanding here today as a believer, as a Christian, as the church of Jesus Christ, you need to realize that, you know what? People, even nations, are going to hate you. Do you realize that today? He says here, now this is Jesus telling the disciples. Of course, he's telling this to Israel, but he's telling the church today too, me and you. He's saying, you need to understand that, you know what? Who, it says they here are those who are antichrist, okay? Anti-Christians. They're going to try to afflict you. Amen? There's going to be times we may be afflicted. He says, not only afflicted, but some are going to be killed. Okay? Now, it's happening around the world. There are people who are Christians who are dying for the cause of Christ. Okay? It is happened and it does happen. Okay? We don't see too much of that in the U.S. Okay? But it is happening. All right? So, Jesus tells them, you're going to be afflicted. Some of you may be killed. And you know what? You will be hated of all nations because of me. So today I want you to realize that if it seems like people may not favor you, it's because you're a Christian. Amen? Because not because of you, but because who you represent today. If you say, I'm a Christian, that means the name of Christ is on you. And Jesus told his disciples, as he tells us today, for my sake, they're going to hate you. Okay? So, church, don't be surprised. All right? And I don't want you to be alarmed. If you feel that people are not favoring you or people seem to show more favoritism towards somebody else, it's because of who you are. Amen? Jesus told his disciples, it's going to be this way. You know, I don't want you to be surprised. Amen. When it seems like, you know, they put the Christians down on the news or, you know, they seem to want to change the laws and do everything that seems to come against us. Amen. It's scriptural, church. Amen. We need to realize it. Doesn't mean we need to go along with it. I'm not saying just accept it and say, oh, we can't do nothing about it. That's not what I'm saying today. I just want you to realize it, that it will happen. Okay? You will sometimes be afflicted. Some will actually die for the cause of Christ. But most of all, I want you to realize here, you will be hated. That's a strong word, but that's the word that Jesus uses here. You will be hated because of Christ. Amen. You will be hated for what you stand for. You stand for Christ. Not everybody stands for Christ today. Not everybody stands for truth. Amen. But you as a Christian, you stand for truth. So those in the world who want to do whatever they want to do and don't want to follow any kind of morality or any kind of integrity in their life or any kind of character, you know what? They're not going to agree with you. They want to do what they want to do. Amen? So, don't be surprised at work if some people hate you. All right? I'm not telling you to go around and make people hate you. That's not what I'm saying today. But I'm saying, don't think it's abnormal that people will come against you because you're a Christian today. Amen? It's going to happen. Okay? It's strong here. He says, we're going to be afflicted. We're going to suffer affliction, and we might suffer tribulation because we're believers today. Now, again, I'm not telling you this to scare you today. I'm just telling you this because this is how it is. Amen? But God says, don't be troubled. Amen? He's got our back. We're going to be fine. But understand what you might go through sometimes. Okay? Don't have an understanding that, why am I going through this? I'm a Christian. It should all be good. Well, it's not always like that today. Amen? We sometimes have to suffer for righteousness' sake. Amen? And I understand that. Nobody likes to suffer. I'll be the first one. I don't like to suffer. I don't like to be in pain. I don't like to be sick. How many know what I'm talking about? But what it is what it is. And we need to understand that today. Okay? Those who are antichrist, they're going to come against the church. They're going to hate us. It says even nations here. Did you see that? Nations are going to hate us. There's nations in the Middle East that not only hate Christians, but they hate Americans. How many know that today? Amen? I'm not going to mention, you know, whoever, whatever. You know what I'm talking about. But there are nations who literally hate Christian people. They hate Israel. Amen? They hate Jewish people, right? They hated them years ago when they killed 6-7 million of them. Amen? How many remember that? The onslaught of Jews. You don't kill that many people if you don't hate them. Amen? It's happened in the past, okay? Continues to happen. Even nations will come against us because of Christ. Amen? We have to realize that tonight and be prepared to deal with it, okay? As a Christian, you got to realize this. You will be persecuted for the name of Christ. You will, okay? You'll be persecuted. There's a lot of scripture on this, okay? I want you to see some of it because I want you to get this today. It's not abnormal. It's going to happen from time to time. We have to be strong. We need to know how to handle it today. All right? And God gives us some instruction in these scriptures. But look at a couple cross-references with me. Turn with me to Luke 21 quickly. Luke 21. What we're going to read here will say some of the same things, but some things different that I want you to get today. In Luke 21, we're going to read verses 10 to 19. This is Jesus here again speaking to the disciples, okay? But now this is written by Luke. He says, "Then said he unto them, Nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And great earthquakes shall be in diverse places, and famines and pestilences, and fearful sights." Wow. "Fearful sights and great signs shall there be from heaven. But before all these, they shall what? Lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues," today we would say the churches, amen, "and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers." Why? "For my name's sake." There it is again. "And it shall turn to you for a testimony." It's going to be an opportunity for us to testify, church, amen. "Settle it therefore in your hearts not to meditate before what you shall answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all of your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay or resist." God's going to anoint you to speak. Amen. When you're in these situations, God's going to give you the words to speak. And they're not going to be able to come against you. Amen. But look at verse 16. It says, "And you shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren," oh my God, "and kinsfolks and friends. And some of you shall they cause to be put to death." Wow. So, even sometimes, we may be betrayed by our own parents. Okay? We may be betrayed by brethren or friends or family. Right? It could be anybody because of Christ in our life. Amen? That's pretty powerful here. In verse 17, he says, "And you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake." There it is again. You're not being hated because of you, but because of His name's sake today. Amen. "But there shall not a hair of your head perish." God's saying, "I'm going to protect you. I'm going to watch over you. In your patience, possess ye your souls." Okay? So He's saying, you know what? This is going to happen, but I got your back. Amen. You don't need to be troubled. Not even a hair off your head is going to be damaged, he says here. I'm going to give you the words to speak if you're being persecuted. Amen? If somebody comes against you, I'm going to anoint you to handle that situation. You're going to be my mouthpiece, says the Lord. Amen? You're going to be able to testify of God in your life. Isn't that an awesome thing? God's going to give us opportunities, okay? But you need to know we're going to be persecuted. Amen? Turn with me to John 15. I'm going to try to go through these quick here. John 15, verses 18 to 21. John 15, 18 to 21. What does it say? It says, "If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hated you." Do you see that? So it's normal reaction because we're not of the world. We're of a different world, of the kingdom of God. We're not of this earth. Amen. He says, "Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. Okay? So he says it again. Don't be so surprised. Amen? One more verse here. Verse 21. He says, but all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. Amen. So this happens because people don't know God. Amen. They don't know the Jesus we know. They don't serve the God that we serve. Amen. So they're going to come against us. And Jesus is saying here, they came against me, so you can count on it. They're going to come against you too. Don't think it's strange today. Amen. Don't think something's wrong if you're being afflicted or you're being persecuted for the cause of Christ. It happens all the time. Amen. It's going to happen to us from time to time. God is trying to make us prepare to deal with it today. In the very next chapter, John 16, just turn to the next chapter, verses 1 and 2. Look what he tells them here. He says, these things have I spoken unto you, that you should not be offended. God doesn't want you to be offended today, or to stumble, or to fall away, right? He says, they shall put you out of the synagogues. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God's service. Did you catch that? I mean, it's happening today in the Middle East. If you think about it, there's those who are terrorists and involved in all that regime and stuff. They think that if they kill a Christian, they're doing God's service. They're being taught that. Do you understand that today, church? Amen. People are being taught that it's a good thing to kill a Christian. Okay? Why? Because they hate Christians. Okay? They hate what you represent. They may not hate you personally, but they hate what you represent. So we have to be prepared to deal with that. Okay? He says, don't get offended. Amen? Don't lose your salvation over it. You know, don't run and hide and say, I can't do this. I can't be a Christian because I don't know if I can deal with these attacks. Yes, you can. God is with you. But you got to be ready. Amen? Got to have your armor on. Praise God. You need to be praying. You need to be reading your Bible so you know what to do when conflict arises. Amen? When you're challenged. Okay? You're going to be challenged from time to time. At work, somebody's going to challenge you. I guarantee you. Are you ready for the challenge? Amen? We need to be. Okay? We need to be. 2 Timothy 3:12. Just one verse here. I'll read it real quick. 2 Timothy 3:12. He says here, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. He says here, yea, all. All means all of us here today. Amen? That means no one's missing out of this group. He says, all that, here's the key, will live godly in Christ Jesus, you're going to suffer some kind of persecution. If you're not living godly, well, that's a different story today. Amen? If you live like the world, then the world's going to be on your side. How many know what I'm talking about? Because you're going to blend right in. But if you're trying to live godly because you're a Christian today, he says here, count on it, you're going to suffer some kind of persecution. I know it's not the most greatest sermon you're going to hear today, but we need to know this today. Amen. A couple more scriptures on this. Matthew 5. Let's go to Matthew 5. I told you there was a lot on this. There's even more. But I just felt it was important to bring this out to you today. You see this. In Matthew 5, this is the Sermon on the Mount. Okay? This is the Beatitudes here. He talks about this here to us too. In Matthew 5, 10 to 12. He says, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. So if you're getting persecuted, God says you're blessed today. We need an attitude adjustment with that. All right? I don't think any of us think that way usually. But God says you're blessed. If you're being persecuted, because you're being persecuted for me. Amen. You're standing up for Jesus. Amen. He says here, look at next verse. He says, blessed are ye when men shall revile you.
Oh, God, you're saying, what are you talking about, Pastor Rich? Hey, I didn't write this. Amen. You can't blame me today. Okay? This is Jesus speaking, right? He says, blessed are you when men shall revile you. That's a strong word there, revile you.
He says, and persecute you, and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Did you catch that, what he said? Falsely. People are going to say things falsely against you, right? Because of Christ, all right? But he says, you're blessed if they do that. Verse 12, he says, not only are you blessed, this is something else. He says, rejoice. He says, be happy about it. Have a joy. Praise God. Rejoice and be exceeding glad. Oh my God. Have we got to this place yet? I don't think so. Amen.
Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for what great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you.
Amen. You read about the prophets in the Old Testament, even some in the New, how they got persecuted, right? He says, they did it to them, they're going to do it to you. But God says, you're blessed if they're doing it. Amen. God says, don't worry about it, be happy.
Praise God.
Rejoice in it, that, you know what, you're making a difference. Obviously, you're getting somebody's attention if they want to persecute you. Think about it today. If they hate you, it's because, you know what, something about you is different and it's irritating them. But you know what? You're showing the light somehow to them. Amen? So God says, rejoice, because you know what? You got a great reward coming. Amen. How many like rewards today? If you don't want them, I'll take yours. Amen? Rewards are good. And that's not why we do it today. But God says, you will be rewarded for being my spokesperson. Amen. For standing up for me. For standing up for truth. Amen. Even though it may not be popular out there. Amen. It won't be popular. Right? But God says, I got your back. You're going to be blessed. One more scripture on this. Luke chapter 6. Told you there was a lot on this. Luke chapter 6. Verse 22 and 23. It's the same thing, but it's said a little different. He says, blessed are ye when men shall hate you. There it is again. And when they shall separate you from their company. He says, you're blessed. I know we don't like that. When people, they show favoritism and they don't want you to be part of their group. You know what? That's okay. God says you're blessed even when they separate you from their company. And they shall reproach you and cast out your name as evil. Oh, God. For the Son of Man's sake. Sometimes they'll do that. All right? They're gonna associate your name with evil. Because you associate with Christ today. Amen? That's the only reason why. But God says, you're blessed. All right? In verse 23, he says it again. Rejoice ye in that day and leap for joy. Wow. I think we need help in this. Amen? I haven't been leaping for joy lately about persecution. How about you? But that's how extreme it is here. God says you need to rejoice and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. Oh, my God. For in the like manner did their fathers unto the prophets. There it is again. Wow. This is powerful here today, church. Amen. So, what am I trying to say? I'm trying to say is, as a Christian, you need to expect this to happen, okay? I'm not telling you to go look for it, all right? But expect it, amen? It will come your way somehow, some way, sometimes greater, sometimes not so bad. But the question I pose to you today is, how will you handle it, though? Will you handle it? Do you know how to handle it? Amen? Wow, this is strong. I'm going back to the main text here. I'm going to see if I can wrap this up real quick. In Matthew 24, we go back. Let's go back to verse 10. He says, and then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. Now he's talking about the last days here. I want you to get this. He says, when this happens, many are going to be offended. Okay? And he's really talking about Christians here. I want you to get this, all right? He's talking about Christian people are going to be offended. Okay? And what he means here is there's going to be Christians who are going to stumble and fall away from Christ. We got to make sure that's not us. Amen? When it gets tough, we can't just fall apart and fall away. Okay? We can't stumble away from God. All right? Why? Because it says here, people are going to be betraying one another. Right? People are going to betray one another, it says here. People are going to hate one another. I know it's not a good thing, but it's happening today. Okay? Don't be surprised if it happens, but don't get offended. Amen. Don't let it cause you to lose your faith in Christ. Amen. To walk away from Christianity because you see people, what? Doing this kind of nonsense. Amen. Betraying one another and hating one another. I've had it happen. I've been in church for many years. People have betrayed me in the church. Amen. Has anybody ever had that happen to you? I mean, people I was close to. Amen. People that I thought were really my friend. Amen. People who I thought were on my side. Praise God. You know what? Eventually, it all came out. Right? In the church even. People betraying one another. It happens. Okay? It can even happen where people can hate somebody in the church. It shouldn't. Don't get me wrong. It should never happen. But we're still dealing with people in the church. Amen? All right? So, God says, don't get offended if you see it. Right? Sometimes people will get offended and they'll leave. They'll leave the church because of what they see. God says, don't do that. Okay? Don't allow yourself to get to that place. Amen? And you know what? When you get offended, I want you to see this today. If you get offended, that's when you're going to betray somebody. When you are offended about what has happened, the fruit of offense will be to betray somebody or to hate somebody. Amen? And it's nothing good about it. Praise God. Nothing good at all. All right? So we got to be careful. We don't allow people to offend us. Because people sometimes get on our nerves, if I can use that term. Amen? People will tend to want to get on your nerves if you let them. Okay? God says, no, don't allow yourself to get offended. Don't allow yourself to have anything to do with betrayal or hatred, especially in the church. Amen. It'd be terrible. Praise God. But he says here that many are going to be offended. Did you catch that? It's the second time here. He says many are going to be deceived in the beginning, and now he says many are going to be offended. Wow. Sign of the times. Sign of the end times. Okay? Let's move on. It says, and many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. There it is again. Many false prophets, many false Christs we read about earlier in this chapter are going to come in the last days. And I hate to see it here, but it says it again. It says, and they're going to deceive many. Many are going to get deceived. Today many are being deceived. It's happening today. We don't have to wait for some time down the road. It's happening today. People are being deceived every day. Okay? It's important that we're on our toes. We're very careful. We know what's happening. Verse 12, he says, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Wow. You need to catch this verse. It says, because iniquity shall abound. What is iniquity here? Let me give you a definition of iniquity. Multiplied lawlessness. All right? Multiplied lawlessness. Meaning, people want to do whatever they want to do. No laws. Okay? Whatever I feel like doing, I can do. In the last days, it's going to get like that. People want to have freedom to do whatever. No laws. No boundaries. How many know what I'm talking about here? That's what he's talking about here. He says, iniquity shall abound. Sin shall abound in the last days. Amen. Hatred shall abound. Wickedness shall abound in the last days. And then because of that, he says here, the love of many shall wax cold. Again, he's talking about Christians here. Okay? You need to catch this. He's saying, because iniquity is going to abound so much, because there'll be multiplied lawlessness in the land, like there's no law, you know, there's no morality in the land. Because of that, it says, the love of many shall wax cold. Oh my God. What he's saying here is, people are going to be offended, and because of that, people are going to backslide in the last days. People are going to backslide because iniquity is abounding. Amen. We got to be strong, church. Amen. We have to be strong. And we need to try to what? Be able to help people so that people will not what? Backslide. Amen. What's there to backslide to, church? Nothing. Amen. But it's going to happen. God said, be ready. It's going to happen. People are going to lose their faith. They're going to go towards the world instead of more towards God, because it's going to get wild in the last days. Iniquity is going to be out there. Okay? We need to know how to handle it, is what we're seeing here. Amen. Let me wrap up here. He says in verse 13, but he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. Amen. God wants you to what? Endure. You're a long distance runner as a Christian today. Amen. You're an endurance runner. And God says, those who endure to the end, you know what? They're going to be saved. Amen. They're going to be okay. Praise God. But you got to endure. Okay? You got to be strong. Amen. Verse 14, he says, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Remember what the disciples were asking Jesus earlier? When is the end going to come? There it is. Amen. He says, when the gospel is preached in all the world. Amen. And today it's not preached in all the world. Okay? There's a lot of countries have not even ever heard the word of Christ yet. Amen. The languages have not even been made yet to be able to bring the gospel to some peoples and nations. Okay? I mean, we still have work to do. So, you know, that's when it's going to happen. That's when the end will come, when the gospel is preached to all the world, to all nations. Amen. So we have a part to play in that today. Amen. How quick that happens. Now, jumping to the last two verses here, in verse 21 and 22, here Jesus, he brings predictions of tribulation. Okay? Again, not to scare you, but to make you know that, you know what, this is what's going to happen. But I like what he says here, and I want to end on a good note. In verse 21 and 22, he says, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world, to this time, nor ever shall be. In the end, the tribulation is going to be the worst ever. Okay? But look at what he says to you and me today. He says, and except those days should be shortened, amen, there should no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Amen. Somebody should have said amen with me. Praise God. What he's saying here, yeah, there's going to be great tribulation, but you know what? For you, for the church's sake, for the elect, anybody the elect of God here today, amen? He's talking about me and you, the elect, okay? We've been elected in the kingdom. He says, for your sakes, those days shall be shortened. Hallelujah. The tribulation, it will be shortened. Amen. How much we go through, church, I don't know today. There's all kinds of opinions, but what I can tell you is, be ready. Amen. God says, be ready for tribulation. God says, be ready for all that we read about here today. But he says, you know what? That time will be shortened for you. You'll be able to go through it. You'll be able to handle it. He says, don't be troubled today. Amen. Isn't that comforting? Praise God. You can tell that to people. Yeah, we're going to go through this, this, and this. But you know what? God says, don't be troubled today. Amen. Praise God. Let's stand and we'll close in prayer. Don't be troubled. Even though at work you seem to be the one picked on, you know what? God says, don't be troubled today. Amen. At work, you may not seem to be the favorite one. God says, don't worry about it. I got your back. Amen. When you're at work, you're to work as unto the Lord. Amen. And as you do that, God will honor you and bless you. Praise God. Maybe in your family today, you feel like, you know what, you're persecuted. Right? People don't understand where you're coming from. They think you're strange, you're weird. But God says, don't be troubled. Amen. Be who I've called you to be, and I'll watch out for you. I'll take care of you today. Amen. That's God's message today to you and me and to the church. Praise God. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for your word that brings truth and revelation to us, Lord. God, we know we're in the last days, Lord. And things are going to happen, Lord. Things are going to continue to happen. And in greater number and an increase, Lord. God, I pray today that, Lord, we would be so close to you. We would walk so close to you, Lord. That, God, we would not allow ourselves to become troubled today. We would not be frightened, God. But we would know that you're with us, Lord. You'll never leave us nor forsake us today, God. Father, bless your people today, Lord. Strengthen them to be that soldier of the cross, O God. Lord, that we would be endurance runners, Lord. We would have endurance in our walks with you, God. We would be a light to this world of darkness. Lord, we ask today you would anoint us and you would use us for the kingdom of God, Lord. Help us to be one who, Lord, brings the gospel to all the nations of the world so that, Lord, you can come back and take us back to yourself, Lord. God, we thank you today that the tribulation will only last so long. The hard times will only last so long. You said those times will be shortened for the elect's sake, Lord. So we thank you for that today. Lord, give us a bright outlook on our future. Lord, give us a great attitude as we go through hard times in our lives, Lord. Anoint us to be what you've called us to be, God. We thank you for this today. Bless everyone that was here, God. Bless our week, Lord. We pray, God, it would be a tremendous week to be a light to people around us, God. Let the light of Jesus shine through us, God. Use us, Lord. Help us to be ready to be that spokesperson for you. We would give a word of testimony unto those who have ears to hear what you would say to them, Lord. God, thank you today for your hand upon us, for your love for us, God, for watching over us and protecting us, God, from all evil and all harm today. We give you the glory and the honor for this. In Jesus' name we pray. And everyone said, amen and amen. God bless you good. Take this message with encouragement and run with it today. If you need prayer, I'm here to pray with you. Amen. God bless you today. Oh.
long to know you and all your tender mercies, like a river of forgiveness ever flowing without end. So I bow my heart before you in the goodness of your presence. Your grace forever shine like a beacon in the